Maybe not for the Stevenage game. It was good to have Brownie back on the bench, but obviously then Theo coming off was a bit of a blow. So probably maybe a week, 2 weeks too soon. So we've just got to get on with what we've got at the moment, you know. I mean, if we play like we did on Saturday, because for me that's the best we've played for a long time. We should have walked in there winning 3-0 half time. Harry Redknapp was very complimentary about us after, but he can be when you've just won the game, can't you? But how we lost that game, I'll never know, because we played some great football, we created chances. I know they had got some chances second half, but they're a good side, they've got some top players. But at performance level, it's as good as anything we've done for a little while.
Given what has happened prior to that game over the Christmas break, defensively as much as anything else, how much of a lift was it to see the team playing in that manner against a team like QPR?
Well, we got the clean sheet against Millwall, didn't we? And then looked to build on that. Went more attacking. We had a right go at QPR. And it worked to a point, but you've got to take your chances. When you're on top that much, as we were first half, you've got to take the chances. Because we completely outplayed them, played some good football, but that's when you've got to take the chances and be clinical. So we've got to pick ourselves up, because, you know, it is deflating to lose when you've played like that, and particularly last sort of minutes of the game, you know, and we've had a free kick where we think we might score from it, and they've broken down and they've scored, so maybe a bit of naivety there. But we've got to take the positives. That's all we can keep doing at the moment. The injuries, you know, I'd like to give you more news, but if we haven't got them, we haven't got them, so it's no good talking about that. I think that's just a negative vibe that we keep talking about injuries. You know, we've got so many out, it's crazy. But hopefully over the next few weeks. So that's all I want to say on that. But it's a massive game for us Saturday now. It'll be a tough game. We know that. But we've got to win. We've got to go through to the next round.
But Robinson then is the latest one. Is he definitely not available for this Saturday then?
We'll have to monitor what's happened. Without probably having a scan or x-ray, then we don't know the full extent of it, which he'll be doing today. But it looks like he'll probably miss Saturday. But we'll have to wait and see.
So you've had such a busy run. Do you look at this and go with as much as you can the same squad as you've had before, or can some of the players who've maybe not played as much get a run out against Stevenage?
No, we'll pick what we think is our best team. And you know, you can't make too many changes after a performance like that. And I wouldn't want to come out the side, you know, to just change and chop for, because we look good. So we'll just have to see, you know, about the injuries, who's got knocks this morning, where everybody's in training this morning. And we'll pick a side tomorrow accordingly.
One of the things that was noticeable about the team selection at QPR, obviously you made changes and two or three lads came back in, such as Makeda, etc. But you also sort of tweaked the formation as well. How much going forward is that how you would like the team to look, makeup-wise, if you like?
Well, we want to play a decent football. We're not just knocking long balls up to the front players and playing like that. We're trying to play from the back. We're trying to play through midfield, and that's exactly what we did. You know, we played Makeda just off of Theo, and it worked a treat. They couldn't handle us, could they? I mean, it was just unbelievable how simple it was, to be fair. But as I just said, you've got to stick the ball in the back of the net when you're playing that well. And in the end, Charlie Austin, who has come back to haunt us a little bit, because he's not played, has he? And it was a bit of a surprise that he was back in after having a hamstring. But I mean, they've got some good players, but what you've got to do is take the positives from it and keep going. That's all we can do at the moment. The injuries are getting better, so over the next few weeks, but it's important for us to have a cup run as well as league. You know, we've dropped in the bottom three, which we don't like. But if we play like that and add one or two and some of the injuries come back, some more, we've lacked experience. I think that's what we've lacked, you know, right through the team.
The next other big question on the fans' lips is about loan players and or contract issues, I suppose, at this stage. Richie Wellens, is there a latest on him and attempts to try and keep him?
Yeah, there's massive attempts to try and keep him, and you know that Paul will be speaking to the owners and the board over the next 24 hours or as we speak, because you want to keep your better players.
Is he somebody that's central to what you want to do going forward?
Yeah, of course he is, because he's a good player and you want to build your side around good players, a good footballer. And that's why I'm saying we'll try and play through midfield, because Richie wants to play football. It's not good bypassing him if you've got Richie Wellens in midfield. So, but it's not just about one player. We're trying to do other business, and we'll see where it takes us over the next few days.
It's not, but I mean, he's been pretty central to things recently. We're constantly told that there are other clubs looking at him. I suppose it would be obvious if they were, given what he's done here. Do you kind of fear losing him and have to plan for life without him?
I've just said Tier 4's trying his utmost to keep him. He's having talks with the board today. I can't give you more than that. We want to keep Richie Wellens.
Do you think it'll be finalised before the weekend then?
I've just said to you, you just asked me three times now. It'll be Paul speaking as we speak now. He's down having a meeting and he's trying to keep Richie Wellens. He's trying to do all the business.
What about some of the others then? Makeda, his situation is unclear going forward.
Yeah, we'd like to bring him back if we can. We'll have to speak to David Moyes. Paul will be doing that over the next 24 hours also. You can only speak to managers when they go back off loan, can't you? That was his best game. Since he came back, that was his best game yesterday, without a shadow of a doubt. So we want to keep good players. If not, we move on. And that's what you've got to do in football, you know, because you don't get every target you can get. But we do need, I think, freshening up a little bit.
Do you have a kind of idea as to which areas of the team obviously you might have to react if players don't re-sign or what have you, but yeah. Do you have areas of the team that need a particular bit of a refresh right now?
Well, we've had a whole back four out. You know, when you look at the team yesterday, Wabara, Kamalo, Jones, Husband, that's the all back four. Keegan, been a big miss for me because he's, you know what you're getting from him every week. He was doing really well. He's getting closer. I think the thing you'd say at the moment is we need someone to put the ball in the net, you know, because that's the bottom line. You play as well as we did first half, we should be going in 3-0, and so that would be a target that we would be looking for.
Would that be, I suppose, in addition then to Makeda, if that gets sorted out?
Well, Brownie's back from injury, which is good, but if Theo's out, then you've lost another one, haven't you? Billy Paint has had a slight Achilles. We're hoping he might join in today or tomorrow. See how he is, you know, assessed by the physio today. So strikers are gold or something. You know, you picked the paper this morning, everybody, Premier League, everybody's looking for players that can stick the ball in the net.
I mean, are you looking at players who maybe know this division, or can you look at, again, as you have with other areas of the squad, young players who are just maybe not quite there at some of the top Premier League teams?
Yeah, that's something we keep looking at all the time, you know. So what happens in the transfer business, not just now, forever, you know, you have targets and you try and get them, and if you can't get them, you tick them off and you move on to the next one. So whether it's young, whether it's old, whether it's experienced, We need someone that can stick the ball in the net, and that would have made such a big difference. Yes, yeah, I know the games where we've had chances to win games and we haven't taken them. And that's the priority, you know, with every club, I would say, in the world. That's why Aguero, Suarez get 250 grand a week, because they stick the ball in the net.
Is there a plan to try and get players in as kind of quickly as you can, or do you think Donny, as much as everybody else, will be involved in the last day?
I'm not bothered about anybody else.
No, okay, but do you think that Donny will be involved in the kind of the last day scramble, or do you think that you could be sorted out before then?
We'll be trying to sort it out before then. We need for me and Paul, which we've spoken about it. We need an injection of new players if we can. If we can't, then we move on and get the injured players back, because when they were all playing and all fit, we looked a decent team, you know, nowhere near the relegation spots, if that's the right word, but you know, we don't like being in the bottom three, and before we got the injuries we were looking a very, very decent team, you know, drawing with Forest, beating Leicester, drawing at Wigan, you know, so we know if we don't. But we are trying. I can't give you the answers at the moment, because you know what it's like. This month now, I've had TalkSport all the way coming into work this morning, and all the talk is transfer, 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 transfer. Well, till I got to your station.
Naturally. You mean you're not listening to Radio Sheffield on the way
over? I can't get it on the way over.
So just finally then, on non-match-related stuff. I mean, Dave Sayers, what does the future hold for him here? He's away at the minute. Is he coming back?
We'll be speaking as a staff this morning. We didn't get home till late last night. It's been a massively busy schedule. He is scoring goals for them. And we'll talk as a staff this morning. The players are training this afternoon, because they again didn't get back from London until later last night, so we gave them the morning off to at least have a lie and have a bit of rest and recovery this morning. And when we get together as staff this morning, we talk about it every single day, let me tell you. We travel together and we talk about it all the time. It's a subject, and you know as well as I do, in football, you never stop watching players, ever, because you have to keep rolling and rolling and rolling. Maybe not for this season, for next season. So we're forever watching players and talking about players.
So Stevenage then is a prospect. What do you know about them?
Graham Westley's obviously gone back second time. It'll be a tough game. He said that it was the worst draw they could have had, didn't he? So he came out with that statement. So we need to win the game. And if we play like we did Saturday, we can beat anybody in the Championship or, you know, or teams from lower down. So we just focus on ourselves. That's what I've always done. That's what Paul's doing. Focus on yourself. We have, obviously, we have them watch. We were watching a DVD this morning of them. But the priority is to play yourselves. And if we play like we did on Saturday, take that forward now. Brown is back, which is good news for us. And we've got to win the game. It's a big game for us.
There's a perception about Graham Wesley's teams and how they play football.
Don't want to go into it.
Does it?
Don't want to go into it.
Because
it's not what they do, it's what we do. I've always advocated that. I've been in football management now for 30 years, and it's always what we do. We'll have a look at them. I'm not interested.
So how best do you combat them then?
We play how we can play. And if we play like we did Saturday, we're capable of winning.
But they are the stereotypical kind of banana skin type tie, aren't they? Difficult.
Not thinking
struggle.
About it. Shouldn't be a banana skin. We should beat them. But he'll have his team out because that's what he does. They are strong. But it's down to us. It's what we do. It's not what they do. It's what we do. We're at home. The pitch is perfect. And we want them to go and play like they did, particularly first half yesterday. And if we do that, we're capable of beating anybody in the Championship, never alone anybody from down below.
Because it'd be nice to swell the coffers a little bit, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's big prize money. And to go into the next act and get a big one maybe, or get another one and go through a bit further. It's big prize money, the FA Cup. It's a big trophy. It's a big competition. For me, it's the best competition to ever play in. As a player, as a manager, it's a fantastic competition. So we'll be holding it. You know, we won't be going now. We'll put the fringe players in or rotate players. We'll be picking our strongest team.
So it's not lost that gloss for you then that others say that, you know, kick-off times and Man United not deciding not to enter it 1 year and TV changing the fixtures around, it's lost none of the gloss?
I don't understand that. I don't understand that in any cup competition, to be perfectly truthful, because they're there to be won. And I went to the Man City Wigan game last year at Wembley. I love going to Wembley to watch the FA Cup final because it's a magnificent spectacle that goes all around the world. And I think some clubs don't treat it as highly as they should do. But they're going for Champions League and winning the Premier League, and aren't they some of the big ones? But for us, it's a priority that we get through to the next round.
Do you think then, given the fact that there is perhaps naturally a look for some of the teams, although Man City, you know, they were in the final as well, but because there is maybe a look to the money of the Champions League, that Wigan actually winning it, did it, and everybody else, and perception of the FA Cup, the power of good?
That's the FA Cup, isn't it? That's what happens in lower rounds where people don't take it seriously and get knocked out. We'll be taken seriously Saturday. I don't understand that. I've said that before to you. I think it's if you're in a competition and you're a player, or any game, I want to win every game I play. I want to win every 8v8 game I play. That's how it should be for me. So, as I say, we'll be taking it seriously. We'll be recovering today. We'll be training properly tomorrow. We'll show Stevenage respect. We'll exactly do the same we do. We'll show the players a DVD of them. And we'll treat exactly the same as playing QPR, because that's what you have to do in football.